Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher and thanks very much for tuning in. We've got an excellent podcast for you today for this Wednesday, May 12th, 2010. This is our 386th podcast. So glad you're with us. We're going to discuss some Hawaii vacation news. We're also going to tell you how to feed your family on your Hawaii vacation without going broke. We're also going to give some tips for first-time travelers who are coming to the islands and also go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii and trying to figure out how much it costs, that's a great thing for you to stay tuned for. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. We're in Hawaii. We're Hawaii's experts. And you can catch us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com. You can give us a call at 1-800-843-8771. We're 14 agents strong, and most of them are standing by. Pretty much, we got people pretty much, I want to say 24-7, but, you know, between 10 in the evening and 3 in the morning, it's a little quiet here. But you can reach somebody here. Pretty much, we're addicted to this stuff. So you can pretty much find us anytime, day or night. And then you can also check me out on Twitter. I really would appreciate you getting over there right now and following me. I am at Aloha Bruce. So A-L-O-H-A-B-R-U-C-E. Please get over there right now and follow me, please. I need followers. I need help with that. Also on the Facebook page, if you could please join the Facebook page just by going to facebook.com Hawaii Aloha Travel. I'd be putting those titles up right now, but I'm technically not with it today, so very happy you're here. Please get involved with us, and if you're planning that Hawaii vacation, call me. Let me know what you're doing. You know, you don't want to mess this thing up. Trust me. This is a vacation and a lot of times of a lifetime, so don't mess it up. Give us a call and get your insurance. Did I just bang on the table? Am I preaching again? Whoops. All right, let's get into the show. Let's talk about that kind of stuff instead of self-promotion. So you might be thinking I'm just doing self-promotion, but I'm really passionate about this stuff. I get very excited. So anyway, let's talk a little bit about Hawaii vacation news. And it looks like that Hawaii hotels. So it looks like, you know, the hotels are finally making some money for the first time in 2 years in March. Because of the steady room occupancy rate statewide, guess what? More of these people, more visitors. It's up from 65.2% in 2009 to 75%. Huh? 75% of these coming in here. Now, the average daily room rate is continuing to drop. So that's good for you guys, right? You want that price to drop. So it's continuing to drop. The average room price is now at 173. We've been monitoring this every week for you guys to kind of give you a gauge of what a hotel room is going to cost. So it's down to an average of 173. And the PARs are up. That's per available room. That's an industry term. They call them PARs. And those rose to 122. And that's kind of a metric that measures a hotel performance. So if you're in the hotel industry, you want those PARs to be high because it does the ratio between how many rooms you have filled and how much money you're making, profitability, important number, and that's going up. So that's great. And it was the first statewide monthly revenue or what we call RevPAR increase since 2008. So imagine that. Imagine we're getting back to 2008 levels. But, you know, for you as a consumer, for you as the buyer, for you as the person coming to plan your trip, It hasn't really affected you yet because we're seeing prices continue to hold out pretty good. Okay, continuing on some more news here. Of course, everybody has been hearing about the Continental and the United announcement, right? Everybody heard that they're merging, and here's their official take on what they're doing, and they're creating the world's largest airline with superior service to customers, expanded access to an unparalleled global market serving 370 destinations around the world, enhanced long-term career prospects for employees, and a platform for improved profitability. You know, I would scratch off all those and just put platform for improved profitability for their shareholders. Because, you know, that's what it boils down to, money. Now, a lot of people have been asking me, what does it mean for us in Hawaii? What that means for Hawaii is really good things. Because remember, United is the number one carrier to Hawaii. Continental also has a pretty good schedule here, but we see that it's going to be helping in the equation, because there'll probably be more flights, more flexibility, more competition, and less competition will also drive up the prices. So that's the other thing. That's the bad thing for you guys. But from where we sit, we kind of want the prices need to come up a little bit from where we sit as agents. But for consumers, for you guys, this is still pretty good. But you might, if that merger, this is my personal take, is that that might drive prices up a little bit. We'll see. At first, I thought maybe it would be a problem, but talking to people who tell me that it's not a problem, it's actually a good thing for Hawaii. So hopefully that's the truth, and hopefully that will bear out. Of course, if you have any questions or comments, you can give me a call. Actually, I can take calls in here, 800-843-8771, hit extension 22, and if you have a question, I'll actually put you up on the big show here. Now, on Friday, speaking of the show, on Friday, we're going to have a photo expert. Yeah. Did you know about that, Yelling? By the way, Yelling isn't with us here today. We're in our office. This was the setting for the LifeCast, and actually, we mostly did the show from here for a couple of years, actually. And then we moved the show outside. So make sure you tune in for that. We're going to be outside again soon. Because I think it's kind of weird. I say I'm in Hawaii, but like it doesn't really even show. Does it? Do I have a tan? Do I look like I'm in Hawaii? Who knows? Who cares? Anyway, what was I saying? So, yeah, Yelling will be back on the next show. And then on Friday, we're also going to have a special guest, Jean Marie. I don't know how to say her last name. Vignano. She goes by Jean Marie Picks, and she's a great photographer. She's going to be here on Friday to tell us how to capture that special moment when you're here. We talked earlier about special moments. So be tuning in on Friday for that. She's a great person and one of my good friends, and she's going to clue us in on how to handle photography when you're here in the islands. So if you're a photog, that'll be great for you. Now let's talk a little bit about food, huh? Shall we? You know, it's possible to spend a lot of money on food on your Hawaii vacation. Let's face it. It's possible to spend money on any vacation. And certainly Hawaii is no exception, but it's really not necessary for you to have to do that. In fact, I was supposed to download a bento that I didn't download, so I can't show you that, but it'll be in the replay. Because a bento is one of the ways you can do it. But let's get into talking a little bit about that, because we get this question a lot. Is the food really that much more money there? I heard the food was so much money. And yes, it can be a lot of money if you go out to eat at one of these very expensive restaurants every night. And that's one of the problems, because there are so many great restaurants. It's very tempting to try one restaurant after another every day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And you could do it here with over 2,000 restaurants on Oahu, for instance. You could do it over and over again for your entire lifetime and not go to the mall. But the problem is it's expensive, and you really got to really be motivated to do that. And the other thing is that Hawaii is such a foodie paradise, it becomes very difficult to resist this kind of temptation. But you can do it. You don't have to do it. So let's pretend for a moment that you have a spending limit and you are not going to be able to eat every night out and at expensive restaurants. Here's a couple of hints for you. So first of all, you probably don't take your family to dinner, right? Every night where you live. And every night when, you know, you're just living your regular life. So you don't do that here either. You want to try to build your meals and the restaurant eating and where you're going to eat into the itinerary, and we can help you do that. And don't forget, it's a little easier to feed the kids when you're going to be doing some of the tips that we give you. So, you know, because you can buy like a box of cereal, for instance, for the kids for the morning and just put that in there, and that box of cereal is going to go a long way, or some of those little boxes of cereal. Now, this is what I've been told as one of the tips that really works good. And a lot of the hotels that we're going to find for you will include breakfast. Or, you know, some of them will include a continental breakfast, which is, you know, great to get started in the morning. Some of this stuff you can take up to the room. And we have a couple of hotels that offer that. And you want to look into that and you want to ask about that when you're talking to one of our agents. What is that? Oh, okay. The other thing you can do is, you know, you want to go to small hole-in-the-wall type of places. And we have a lot of them. I have a lot of them on our blog that we've talked about, and I can send you to a few. And the other thing that you want to do is use farmer's markets to get plate lunches. Like, there's a farmer's market everywhere on Oahu and almost on every island almost every day of the week somewhere. And especially plate lunches. You can get like a huge plate lunch from one of these vendors at a farmer's market or in a lunch truck for like $5. And that can feed two people. You know, the portions in Hawaii are huge. Everywhere I go, I see huge portions of food. So you don't need to eat all that food. You can split it in half and not have to get two of them. And you can also look at, if you have kids, you can also look at children's menu. And the other thing that I found out is you don't have to be a kid to order from the children's menu if you really don't want to. Because the prices, the portions are so huge. A couple of burger places, I'm not going to mention any names here, but have such huge portions for their burger, I go and I get the kids' burger. Because it's like a quarter pounder. You know what I mean? And it's not nearly, you don't need all of that. And it's a lot more money, so you can save some money using the menu. And one of the first things you want to do is make a stop to the grocery store when you get here. Because that's when, you know, you want to stock up on anything before you get too hungry and then just run and go out and get something to eat. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of places around. And one of the ones I wanted to show you, and I had all these pictures I was going to show, but I'll show them in the replay. That like bentos, these plate lunches, you can get a bento. A bento is a small like little plate lunch type thing. It's in a little container and you have different things in there. You can have sushi. Sometimes there's a sushi bento with different types of sushi. There's chicken dishes. There's fish dishes. And they're only like $5-6 tops. Some even cheaper. You can get those little sushi things. And if you can handle the spam musubi, you can get that too. And that's really cheap, like $1. So... anyway, so that's I wanted to get that up because we're getting that a lot. Then the other thing I wanted to mention today is here's what we're finding out. There's a lot of people right now that are first-time visitors to Hawaii. First-time visitors to Hawaii are at a record high right now. We're just noticing that a lot. And the reason for that is because we have a starter market again, meaning there are very affordable hotels that young people and kids can get into and come to Hawaii for the first time and not break the bank and then want to come back later on. That's the hope. And this is, I think, great for Hawaii that we have this happening right now. So I want to just give a few quick tips. First thing you want to do is you want to pack wisely. And I wanted to show this one, right? Look at this suitcase. Can you believe this? Imagine packing that way. I mean, everything rolled up perfectly and neatly. Who packs like this? Do you pack like that? I bet you do. I bet you some people really pack like this. This is called the anal retentive packer. You know? And by the way, we found out this week that you can avoid the Delta baggage fees by using your American Express card, which is a great thing. But yeah, pack light and pack very effectively. Also, get help from an expert. Really call somebody in Hawaii. This is what we're hearing over and over again. That's going to give you the edge. Talk to somebody here. Use Twitter. Use Facebook. Talk to people here before you come. And another thing I tell folks is don't try to do too much. We get people all the time that are trying to do too much with their vacation. Too ambitious. You only have 4 days, 5 days, a week. make sure that you don't pack too much in there and get the second opinion from us. Give us a call. We want to help you with this kind of stuff. And also, stay longer. If you can, take advantage of third night freeze that we have now. That'll extend your vacation a whole nother day for free. And it won't cost you a penny more when you do that. So think about that as well. So hopefully those are some first-time tips, which I've been asked to do for first-time visitors. First-time tips for first-time visitors. So thanks very much again for tuning in. Glad you're here. We do this every Wednesday and Friday. My name is Bruce. I'm a travel agent located here in Hawaii. We own this company called Hawaii-Aloha.com. Now's the time in our show where we like to talk about packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, this is a great segment for you because it's going to help you get an idea of the costs involved for your Hawaii vacation. First trip we're going to talk about is for a family of four. These folks are coming all the way from Minneapolis to Honolulu and then over to Maui, so a multi-island trip. They're going to be staying at the Sheraton Waikiki and then also over on Maui. Where are they staying on Maui? They're going to be staying at the Royal Lahaina. Very nice. Two adults, two children, so four people. Total package price on this one, $35.54. Now, the thing about this trip is that it's for January. For January. People are starting to book their trips and lock things in for January. So this is a perfect example of an advance booking. Now, when we get advanced bookings, remember, we keep an eye on this. But what it does is it guarantees you and locks you into a good rate that you know you feel comfortable with. And then hopefully over time, the price can go down and then we can adjust it downward accordingly if that happens. And remember, only a $50 deposit per person does this for you. And then you know what? Your trip is in the can already. And this is very helpful for planning because what we're finding also and the research is showing is that people are planning much farther in advance, especially for activities, for instance, than they would ever before. So that means that the other things have to be laid out in advance, which means your basic itinerary, which is your air, room, and your car. It's got to be laid out. Fantastic packages is put together by Kalei. She's over at Extension 31. Next package was put together by another great agent, Agent Ashley. She's at Extension 39. Oh, by the way, I want to thank the Kral family. Michael, Amy, Lauren, and Emily, the Krauls, thank you very much for your business. We know there are a lot of choices out there. We do appreciate you choosing Hawaii-Aloha.com. And welcome to our Ohana, our family. All right, so $35.54 for that one. And then this other one by Ashley that Ashley put together, and we're at Extension 39. Great agent. This is a big shout out to Darren and Terry Smith. Big mahalos for booking your package with Hawaii Aloha Travel. These folks are coming right away. They're going to be here May 22nd to the 31st. Actually, it's a two-island trip. They're going to Honolulu and Kona. Actually, it's three islands, Honolulu, Maui, and Kona, May 22nd to the 31st. Fantastic. Park Shore Waikiki on Oahu. They also got the Pearl Harbor City Tour planned into it over at the Aston Kaanapali Shores from the 25th to the 28th. And then from the 28th to the 31st, they're going over to the Big Island. They're going to stay at the Waikoloa Beach Marriott Resort. Wow. What a fantastic package. Multi-island package. How much did this cost? Total package price on this one is, oh my God, I don't have the price. I need to look that price up for you guys. If Ashley's in there, how much was, what a great package though. I got to look that price up for you guys. Hold on one second. I can do that real quick.
I don't think it's free.
No, it's not free. The package is not free. But you know what? This is the thing. You know, more and more people, of course, are opting for multi-island packages. And I'll get this price out later. But multi-island packages are the ones that you're going to need the most help with and the ones that we recommend you do the most. Because if you're coming to Hawaii, you know, extend the trip a couple of more days and get to see more. You know, we want you to come back, but we also want you to get the taste of as much of the islands as possible. And of course, if you really want to see all the islands in 7 days, the best way to do that in a short period of time is, of course, what? A cruise, right? So there are ways to get around the islands if you really want to in a short period of time. That would be a cruise. Well, I can't find the price, so we'll get that to you next time. I apologize. But, you know, if you have any questions or you have any things you'd like me to clear up, you can just email me or give me a call at 1-800-843-8771. So that's going to wrap it up for this show. We're going to see you guys again on Friday. And don't forget that special show we're going to be doing with Jean Marie. And we're going to be talking all about photography in Hawaii and how to get the most from a photographic standpoint, from a photography standpoint, when you're here in Hawaii'i. It's gorgeous if you're coming to the island, so don't worry about that. Lots of festivals and stuff we'll be talking about on next show, too, as well. So I want to thank you very much for tuning in. We'll see you next time. And for my beautiful wife, Yelling, and myself, Bruce, we're going to say aloha and mahalo.